moving into the environmental review process. So the county, as the lead agency, determined that an environmental impact report, or EIR, was the appropriate California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, document for this project because it provides for a robust analysis and public review process, the consideration of alternatives, and the potential for significant impacts. And now I'll hand it off to Kate Elliott, who led the preparation of the EIR, to describe the project's environmental review process in more detail.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Rob. That's a really good overview. As Rob mentioned, I'm Kate Elliott with Harrison Associates, and the EIR team also includes Ecosystems West for biological resources and Rincon Consulting for cultural resources and other topics. I'll briefly review the purpose of CEQA and where we are in the EIR process and provide a high-level summary of the impacts identified in the EIR and comments received. The EIR was prepared in compliance with CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act. The purpose of CEQA, a CEQA EIR, is to inform decision makers of potential environmental impacts of a project, identify mitigation for potentially significant impacts, and to engage the public and agencies in the process. This graphic provides a general overview of the EIR process with the opportunities for public involvement in the right and perp boxes. The EIR process started when the county issued a notice of preparation in November 2021 and held a public meeting to obtain input on the issues to be addressed in the EIR and the project alternatives to be considered. Then the preliminary trail design was developed and the technical studies were conducted. This provided an opportunity for the trail design to be modified to reduce environmental impacts. The draft EIR was completed and circulated for public review on October 16, 2023, providing an opportunity to comment on the sufficiency of the EIR. CEQA requires a 45-day public review period, and the county extended this to 60 days. Once the public review period was complete, the final EIR was prepared. The final EIR includes comments received on the draft EIR, responses to those comments, and any revisions to the EIR. The final step in the EIR process is the county's certification of the final EIR. So as stated, this will be a high-level summary of the potential impacts identified in the EIR. As Rob already described, the proposed project includes the ultimate trail configuration with an optional interim trail. Because CEQA requires that the whole of a project be evaluated, the EIR evaluates both at an equal level of detail, including all three parts of the optional interim trail. The state CEQA guidelines identify these 20 environmental topics for evaluation. Using the CEQA guidelines, the EIR identified 48 potential impacts. Most of these impacts would be less than significant, as shown for the topics in green, or reduced to less than significant with mitigation measures, as shown for the topics in gold. Impacts that can't be reduced to a less than significant level with mitigation are significant and unavoidable, as shown for the topics in red. And these impacts apply to both the ultimate trail configuration and the optional interim trail. The potential impacts for each environmental topic are based on a series of questions in the CEQA guidelines. The threshold for determining if an impact is significant or less than significant is based on the CEQA guidelines, relevant regulations, and technical expertise. A potentially significant impact can be reduced to a less than significant level with mitigation. For example, construction noise impact could be reduced by requiring noise reduction measures for construction equipment used close to residences, such as mufflers, acoustic shelters around stationary equipment, no unnecessary idling, and use of electric power when feasible. If an impact cannot be reduced to a less than significant level, it's considered significant and unavoidable. The most of the 48 potential impacts identified in the EIR would be less than significant or reduced to less than significant with mitigation measures. These are shown on the side here with LTS for less than significant and LTSM for less than significant with mitigation. The six impacts that can't be reduced to less than significant level are to aesthetics, biological resources, and greenhouse gas emissions, shown on the slide here with SNU for significant and unavoidable. The impacts and required mitigation measures are generally the same for both, except the interim trail requires two additional mitigation measures. The first is for potential impacts to the Capitola Trestle Bridge, which is a historic resource. The ultimate trail would have a less than significant impact because trail users are directed through Capitola Village on surface streets rather than over the trestle bridge, which requires rehabilitation to be used. The interim trail would require the trestle bridge and requires an additional mitigation measure CR1, which is design input from a qualified historic preservation professional on the trestle rehab and design. Thus, the interim trail has 14 less than significant with mitigation impacts instead of 13, like the ultimate trail. The other additional mitigation measure is related to hazardous materials. Both the ultimate trail and interim trail require mitigation measures to conduct soil sampling and implement necessary remediation, so the impact would be less than significant with mitigation for both. The interim trail also requires mitigation HAZ-1C, which is evaluating and capping the deeper soil and ballast disturbance that's required to remove the tracks. The proposed project with or without the optional interim trail would result in significant and unavoidable impacts to aesthetics, biological resources, and greenhouse gas emissions from substantial tree removal. Regardless of the specific number of trees removed for the ultimate trail, interim trail, or even just part one of the interim trail, the amount is substantial enough to be considered a significant and unavoidable impact. For aesthetics, tree removal would degrade local views of scenic resources, including dense trees and vegetation along the rail corridor, and would be inconsistent with local policies pertaining to tree and vegetation removal. For biological resources, the tree removal could adversely affect monarch butterfly roost habitat, wildlife movement, and would be inconsistent with local tree protection policies. For greenhouse gas emissions, although the project supports vehicle use reduction goals identified in the county and city climate action plans, the tree removal would be inconsistent with climate action plan strategies that include tree preservation. Removed trees would be replaced at ratios and locations determined in coordination with the regulatory agencies. However, the impact is still considered significant and unavoidable because the exact location of replacement trees is uncertain at this time, and the timing of growth to maturity cannot be predicted with certainty. CEQA requires the lead agency to identify and consider project alternatives. Chapter 5 of the EIR identifies several alternatives considered, including those suggested as part of the scoping process. It explains why some were dismissed from further consideration and why these three alternatives were carried forward and analyzed in the EIR. Alternative 1, trail only, includes removal of the rail and construction of a 16-foot wide trail on the rail line. This alternative differs from the interim trail, which is also 16 feet wide, in that trail only assumes that rail removal would be permanent rather than temporary, thus there would be no construction or reconstruction of rail at a later time. Alternative 2, rail with trail on the opposite side of the tracks, was suggested during the scoping process. It also addresses another suggestion made during the scoping process, which was to maximize connectivity to the coast by locating all of Segment 10 on the coastal side of the tracks instead of the inland side. Finally, the no project alternative is required by CEQA, and it assumes that the project corridor would remain as is with no trail. The draft EIR provides a comparative summary of the impacts for the proposed project and the project alternatives. As expected, the no project alternative would have the least environmental impacts. Overall, the impacts of the ultimate trail, interim trail, and alternatives 1 and 2 would be similar in terms of the number of impacts that are less than significant with mitigation, and significant and unavoidable. CEQA requires the county to identify an environmentally superior alternative that is not the no project alternative. To do this, we looked more closely at the impacts related to tree removal and ground disturbance. This slide compares tree removal. The ultimate trail removes 803 trees. The interim trail removes 957 trees, 288 for construction of the interim trail part one, and another 669 for construction of the ultimate trail. It removes 154 more trees than the ultimate trail because it would have a larger footprint, 16 feet wide instead of 12 feet wide, and because tree removal would occur on both sides of the tracks, particularly in the Escalona Gulch area along Park Avenue in Capitola. Alternative one, trail only removes 288 trees, and alternative two, trail on opposite side of the tracks removes approximately 1,000 trees. Regarding the trees removed for the proposed project, approximately half are native trees and the other half non-native. Of the 803 trees removed for the ultimate trail configuration, 400 are native. Of the 957 removed for optional interim trail, 464 are native. This slide compares the interim trail and alternatives 1 and 2 listed in the first column to the ultimate trail configuration. Looking at the middle column, the interim trail and alternative 2 would have more impacts to aesthetics, biological resources, and greenhouse gas emissions because there would be more tree removal. Alternative 1 would have the least impact because there would be less tree removal. Looking at the far right column, all three would have more construction-related impacts than the ultimate trail because they would result in more ground disturbance. Ground disturbance causes construction-related emissions, erosion and loss of topsoil, noise, and risk of discovery, that is, of buried cultural, paleontological, or tribal cultural resources. More demolition also increases construction-related emissions, noise, solid waste, and potential release of soil contaminants. The interim trail and alternative one have a 16-foot wide trail, which has a wider construction footprint. It disturbs both sides of the tracks and extends an additional 0.5 mile by continuing in the rail corridor over the Capitola Trestle Bridge rather than directing users to surface streets through the village. The interim trail also has two additional construction periods associated with implementing all three parts. Alternative two requires more earthwork and ground disturbance for the additional retaining walls required to support slopes. This also results in more impacts to sensitive habitats and waterways along the way. So as mentioned earlier, CEQA requires that an environmentally superior alternative be identified, but it doesn't specify how a lead agency should do this. The county decided to use a similar approach to the City of Santa Cruz that they use for segments 8 and 9 and that the RTC used for segment 5, North Coast. These measures are one, minimizing the significant and unavoidable project impacts, and two, determining which is environmentally superior for most topics. And each of these measures have a different outcome. Using the measure of minimizing significant and unavoidable impacts, alternative one, trail only, was determined environmentally superior because it results in substantially less tree removal. However, it should be noted that alternative one results in increased impacts to the monarch butterfly habitat at the Escalona Gulch area because it requires the removal of large wind buffer and roosting trees on the north or inland side of the tracks that would not be affected by the ultimate trail configuration, which is entirely on the coastal side of the tracks in this area. Using the measure of environmentally superior for most resource topics, the ultimate trail configuration is considered environmentally superior because it requires less ground disturbance and demolition overall, which results in reduced impacts to more environmental topics. As shown on the previous slide, those topics include air quality, cultural resources, geology and soils, hazardous materials, hydrology and water quality, noise, tribal cultural resources, and utilities. Utilities is for generating more solid waste. So the draft EIR was circulated for a 60-day public review period, which was extended from the 45-day minimum. There was a public meeting held on November 16th, 2023, to share the results of the draft EIR and to accept verbal comments. In total, there were 321 commenters that provided feedback, including 4 agencies, 8 organizations, and 309 members of the public. The 321 commenters included 678 individual comments. There was a wide variety of comments from supporting or opposing the project to commenting on the issues addressed and the impacts disclosed. Many of the comments are similar or concern the same issues, including those listed on this slide. For these comments, master responses were developed and provided at the beginning of the responses section in the final EIR. As mentioned, the final EIR includes volume one with all the comments received and responses to each of those comments. Volume two is the draft EIR with some minor revisions made for clarification. And volume three is the EIR appendices. That's back to you.
Thank you, Kate. So we've reviewed the project's environmental impacts, but it's also important